listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are getting ready for the LCMS Youth Gathering, which is just around the corner. It's coming up this summer in New Orleans. And some of our friends have been there already planning, getting ready for the LCMS Youth Gathering. We're going to talk about an opportunity to serve. Now, in the past, we've talked about young adults serving, and you and I don't qualify for that. But this category, this category we're actually eligible for. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at CUW.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Leslie Sullivan. She serves as manager for Team Flex at the LCMS Youth Gathering. Leslie, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Also joining us today, Danny Swafford. He is a Team Flex leadership member. He's a member of the leadership team for Team Flex. Danny, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Good morning. Thank you all for having us.
We are excited to talk about Team Flex because this is all about using your muscles at the gathering, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, tell us about why you got involved with the LCMS Youth Gathering. I'd love to hear from each of you why you got involved as volunteers with the LCMS Youth Gathering. Leslie, you've been involved for some time. Tell us about why you got involved with the LCMS Youth Gathering.
Well, this is going to be my 10th Youth Gathering, which is kind of exciting. And so I've been in just about every role. I was a kid, and then I was a primary adult leader serving. I serve as a DCE, so I was a primary adult leader. And then a couple of years ago, I was asked to be on one of the mass events teams. And then in Houston, I was asked to be a part of this new team that they were forming called Team Flex that had been considered local volunteers and other things in the past. And I was kind of like, okay, I work with volunteers on a daily basis. Let's go and let's figure this out and let's figure out how we can get the most people to help with all of the different projects and parts of the gathering. And so I've just been serving that way. And it's a blessing to get to do this with a great team. We're, just a really amazing event that we get to share every 3 years here in our synod.
Danny, what about you? How have you volunteered for gatherings before? What have been your roles?
I have. This will be my 8th gathering. I originated with Faith Lutheran Church in Georgetown as an adult chaperone with some of our fine Christian leaders there and attended several gatherings. Then I moved into the role of used to be community life builders. They're now known as ambassadors. Did that for several years. The yellow shirts is what most of our listeners will recall. And then from the yellow shirts, I made application to be a part of the planning group and was coupled up with Leslie because that's pretty much all I did with the gatherings was gather volunteers and holler at them and move them around the facilities.
That sounds fun. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, Leslie, yeah, you mentioned that Team Flex is something relatively new. Tell us about what Team Flex is.
So Team Flex, some would say it's not new in the concept of we've always relied on some local volunteers and people who kind of jump in at the last minute to help. But we are only in our second gathering as a named team of that nature of Team Flex. And Team Flex is compromised of the local people from the host city and the host churches that come in and help out with just flower shift here and there, really specific things like drivers for the city, you know, to help us navigate some areas, things like that. But it's in the last few years, it's compromised to be or come to be a host of other people who just want to come and serve at the gathering, who couldn't quite maybe make the time commitment to be an ambassador or a YAV because they didn't know work schedules or life schedules or things like that. And now they're like, oh, I still want to serve. How do I do that? And so Team Flex has become a huge part of that. And to come in and we talk about Team Flex really is its name. We are the team that is the most flexible. We go and fill the gaps. We fill the spaces. We do the last minute requests as best as we can. But we are blessed by some of the most wonderful volunteers that just don't mind filling those gaps and being light to people and to the planners and to the youth and the adults that are at the gathering.
So what are some of the duties that Team Flex has at the gathering? You mentioned last minute requests. What could that look like? What might a last minute request look like?
Oh gosh, everything. Danny, you answer that one, Danny. You know all the different jobs.
I tell you, one of the real fact memories that I have is from Minnesota when we were beta testing Team Flex, as it would now become known as. And I was at a facility. I had several ambassadors teamed up with me. I had several YAV teamed up with me. And things change. One of the reasons for our name is we are rigidly flexible. We shall remain rigidly flexible at all times for any circumstances that pop up. Well, we had ambassadors and YAVs that were required at different areas. And so they pushed some local volunteers and non-local volunteers over to my place. And those, that little grandma and her buddy and a used to be YAV young lady that couldn't commit to the full week, they made that week happen for me. One of them could serve 3 days. One of them was there for the week. And in our capacity now, we truly have flex volunteers serving. They have a servant heart. They go where they're needed. Some of them have particular interests that we try to accommodate. Some of them have been requested by other team leaders to, I want this person. I recruited this person. Don't you give away my person. And for the most part, though, the volunteers go where they're needed in all capacities of a gathering, from guiding people up an escalator, because you know how the kids are, they're going to slam and jam it, and then stay off the elevators, to be in the activity rooms or to the sessions or to traffic control. Any function of the gathering, Flex volunteers have some capacity and need there to help us serve and round out that personnel.
Now, Danny, you're serving on Team Flex. Tell us more about your role on Team Flex this year.
Well, the role I have is to say yes, ma'am, to Leslie and Lindsay Schmidt, our volunteer coordinator. I am actually not the technical guy. Leslie has a couple other ladies on our team that are extremely technical oriented, very sweet spirited ladies that know how to work a computer. I am honestly the muscles and the mouthpiece. And so when we need volunteers taken care of or loved on or snacks or things like that, if we need placement at the dome where we're going to be in NOLA, if we have placement in the convention center, we need some guidance. I'm the guy that takes off and takes care of that with those people while the ladies take care of the technical aspects. And of course, they're following up on our volunteers as well. But Team Flex is truly, I don't know where I'm going to be for that entire week, and I'm willing to go there.
And serving as a volunteer at the LCMS Youth Gathering on Team Flex or other teams that you've served on in the past, you've certainly had the opportunity to meet a lot of people. You already shared some of the people you remember. Tell us about some of the people you've met while serving as a volunteer at the LCMS Youth Gathering. Danny, we'll start with you.
Oh, goodness sakes. I have noted, as you probably already know, the Lutheran world gets smaller and smaller the older I get. So many people network and know each other. But I've had opportunity to meet so many various people from different congregations. As an ambassador, I was a hotel lead. So, of course, you have all those families and students staying at your hotel. I've done servant events, which is very close to my heart. I love local servant events. So we've gotten to go off site and see how the city of New Orleans can be loved in that capacity in the convention center. There's so many functions and operations and activities and sessions and learning events and Bible studies. You just meet the Lutheran community and range that from elderly that can still move and shake and get themselves around a place, you know, because we do average, I will tell the audience, we average about 20,000 steps a day. Everyone doesn't have to do that. We have capacity to put people in places that don't require a lot of physical activity, but you need to be fit and ready to roll and actually have a servant's heart, love on those kids and adults, and just be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Leslie, who are some of the people that you've had the opportunity to meet at LCMS Youth Gathering while serving as a volunteer?
Oh gosh, so many. I'll echo some of the things that Danny has said. Last year with the being the first true kind of actual named team of Team Flex, we met people who just embodied that servant heart and that word flexibility. Like I would call them up in the morning and say, hey, could you move to this area? Or could you go pick up a speaker at the hotel? Or, I mean, any variation on that? Or would you drive the band around to go to their different rehearsals or, you know, things like that? And people just stepped up in such a beautiful, heartfelt way that it really brought to light exactly what the word, why we named it Team Flex. And it's people who just love Jesus, love the youth groups, love the adults that are serving, love the planners enough to help out, drive people around or stand at an escalator for a few hours or sit and have that conversation with an adult leader who's just having a bad day or a bad moment. And it was a joy to watch those volunteers in action, being the hands and feet of Jesus to whoever they were supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus to at that moment. And you can't, there's no way to describe the awe that comes over you when you watch that kind of stuff happen. It's just a really neat opportunity to serve the youth gathering and to witness it and sometimes be a part of that, being hands and feet of Jesus, but definitely to witness it kind of by the hour as it happens. The other thing that's really fun is where we were stationed at the last gathering, we were right in front of an escalator and we got to see the joy of the kids every time they were coming out of Bible study and hear the excitement and the joy and the craziness of the gathering firsthand and ask them about their experiences. And I think that's something that's super, that's why people come back to serve, is to see that joy and excitement of our young people learning about Jesus and growing in Jesus. So.
And Leslie, you've been back multiple times as a volunteer. What do you get to do as a manager of a Team Flex?
Well, as Danny said, I get to tell him what to do. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think the blessing is that I have a team that does so much of the work for me. I just kind of manage and oversee all the aspects, make sure that questions get answered by those who are applying to be Team Flex or the week of, making sure that people know where their assignments are and check in on people. But I'm blown away by the team that I get to have. I'm privileged to serve with these, not just volunteers, but friends. And that is the blessing of the gathering as well, is we kind of joke that every time we have a meeting, it's a little Lutheran reunion as well, of great friends and people, again, who just want to be Jesus to others. And so so I get to manage people and manage a great team, but they are just a blessing to serve with. So.
Amen. There are some great opportunities to serve as a volunteer, including serving on Team Flex. We're going to learn about how you can apply, who's eligible, and how you can apply to serve on Team Flex and what opportunities lie ahead for us this summer as we're talking with Leslie Sullivan and Danny Swafford. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're learning about Team Flex, serving as a volunteer at the LCMS Youth Gathering in a flexible capacity with Leslie Sullivan and Danny Swafford, learning about how to serve as a volunteer and some of the great things you get to experience while serving as a volunteer at the LCMS Youth Gathering. Now, Leslie, you mentioned, you know, the getting to come back to the gathering. It's kind of like a reunion for many people. Mm-hmm. I might add an interesting fact. The LCMS Youth Gathering is the largest LCMS gathering that happens every 3 years. Yep. It's the largest gathering in the LCMS, the LCMS Youth Gathering. So it makes sense that you cross paths with people you know from across the LCMS. It's fun for us here at KFUO to get to meet so many people that we get to talk to throughout the years as well, and actually get to see them face-to-face in person at the LCMS Youth Gathering as well. So let's talk about opportunities to apply and serve on the Team Flex at the LCMS Youth Gathering. So what do we need to know in order to apply? Who's eligible to serve on Team Flex? Leslie, you want to start that for us?
Yes. So it's really anyone age 19 to whatever. There's no age limit other than you have to be 19. And it's you can serve for one day all the way up to the entire 5 days, and even some pre and post gathering work that needs to be done, because we got to load everything in and set it all up, and then we got to tear it all down. So there's lots of opportunities in about an 8-day span in New Orleans to serve and to care for people. And again, it's everything from if you're able to lift the heavy boxes at age 19 or not lift the heavy boxes at age whatever is older than that, you can serve and be a part of the youth gathering in a really neat, meaningful way. And the way you do it is you just go to the youth gathering website, and you click on volunteer, and then it says apply for Team Flex. And it's a very simple process. And then we will gauge interest and availability with you and work through how we schedule all that. And that's all, we kind of spell that all out as we communicate with those applicants in the future.
So if I would apply for Team Flex and get accepted, what are those things that happen after the fact, the details about what I would need to do to attend the registration, the travel, lodging, meals, all those kinds of things? What are those details for people who want to serve on Team Flex?
So Team Flex is, the application closes April 30th. So it's kind of now through April 30th is when you can apply. And there's no fee to be on Team Flex. You do get a really cool blue t-shirt and become part of what we call the blue crew. And so that's kind of what your fun thing is. All of your lodging and food and all that stuff is on the Team Flex volunteer. And so the gathering doesn't, you know, pay any of that or do any of that, but you do get into the gathering for free as a Team Flex member. So at least for the day that you serve. And so it's not a one day and you get in the whole time. It's you get a bracelet or an ID for the day that you are serving. And so that's, it's a really neat opportunity. Again, that's why it started off as local volunteers, but now it's expanded out. And we even have people who are like travel chaperones from their youth group or drivers for their youth group who aren't a part of the chaperone list, who then end up serving on Team Flex because they're going to be there anyways. And so it's a great way for them to get to see parts of the gathering and experience parts of the gathering too. And so that's why we have the gamut of people from like locals to, well, to everything. So.
So to volunteer, you'd visit lcmsgathering.com/volunteer, and you can find the information on Team Flex there, the application as well at lcmsgathering.com/volunteer. You can find all that information. We'll provide the link in the program notes today as well. You want to do that by April 30th if you're interested in serving. And as I understand it, anywhere from serving one day for like 4 to 8 hours to serving all 5 days, if you want to do that as well. The days that you're serving as a volunteer are the days that you can get into the gathering. And so you get that free admission to the gathering through that. Volunteers are responsible for their travel and lodging and meals and things like that. So it's really a great opportunity to get to serve, put your servant heart to use as a servant at the gathering, and also see what's happening at the LCMS Youth Gathering as well. Danny, what are some of your favorite memories from serving as a volunteer at the LCMS Youth Gathering?
Well, I mentioned previously in Minnesota, the little grandma, and I say little grandma, I'm a little grandpa, I'm a big grandpa, but yeah, age doesn't matter. They're physically fit and ready to go. So them being flexible enough to take over that hotel operation for me, we had sessions, we had Bible studies, we had activities going on. But last gathering in Houston, really special because it was truly the first year of having a Team Flex organization, you know, sign up, do your thing. And my fondest memories, honestly, are one of our teammates, Nicole Perez, and the other one, Ryan Barron. Nicole was our ambassador, and she shows up and she was so phenomenal. We just, Leslie recruited and adopted her onto our planning team. But what made it so phenomenal was she was willing to do any and everything that we appointed to her, as did most of the Flex volunteers. When we needed someone to stand at that escalator and to go love on somebody who needed help, those are memories that just stand out to me. I tell you, particularly, we're little prayer groups. It is tough to manage anywhere from one teenager to 35 or 60. And sometimes the chaperones or the DCEs or just the volunteers need a little break. And our Flex members are there and ready and willing and able to either point you to the break room or give you that little stand-in or say, go run them around on the basketball court for a while and we'll watch this group. You go get a cold drink. Flex members are just out there and available. And that to me shows so much servant heart. Like I said, mission outreach and servant events are my jam and butter. And that is so wonderful to see that happening there.
Leslie, what about you? What are your favorite memories or stories from serving at LCMS Youth Gatherings?
I love getting to hear people's stories at the gathering of how they either, what their first gathering experience was. We tend to have a lot of young people who meet as YAVs or even youth at the gathering and then end up getting married. And their journey of that the gathering is now like a part of their life is amazing to me. I think it's a telltale sign of the power of that connection that we have when there's wherever two more or 20,000 are gathered in his name, how we can just, again, shine Jesus' light to each other. But I think it's just, I think it's a microcosm of the LCMS that we get to see these people building relationships with each other as we volunteer together, and hearing their stories of why they keep coming back to the youth gathering, whether it was they came as a youth, you know, 20, 30 years ago, like me, or last Houston was their very, very first gathering, and they couldn't believe what they were seeing and experiencing and hearing in the hallways, on the escalators, at the mass event. I used to be on the mass event team, and some of my favorite things are those big moments. And they're wonderful because they're huge spectacle, and they just empower and encourage you in your journey of faith. But it's also the conversations after those big kind of awe moments, right? Where the big moment happens in a mass event. It's the conversations with the youth group kids that I still remember from 2010 and 2007, from when I was serving in, you know, in youth ministries and parishes, to go, that's why we do what we do. Because those kids or that adult got it. And they need and want to know Jesus and be around each other more and more because of the impact that the gathering has. And that's the same thing on Team Flex, an ambassador, being a YAV, all of those things.
We're talking about serving at the LCMS Youth Gathering. That's taking place July 19th through the 23rd in New Orleans, Louisiana. About 20,000 people or more gathering together in New Orleans to hear God's word, to serve, to learn, to grow, to celebrate all those things happening at the LCMS Youth Gathering. If you want to serve on Team Flex as a volunteer, you can find more information at lcmsgathering.com/volunteer. You can find that information, the application there. The deadline is April 30th. If I apply and I'm accepted to serve as a volunteer, how am I equipped once I arrive? Is there an orientation or some kind of training or information that I would need to participate in or gather as I arrive at the LCMS Youth Gathering?
So before the gathering, we'll be working with anyone who applies to obviously find out what their availability is, what the timing of their commitment will be. And then we will also kind of send them at least their first initial assignment. And that'll be via email. We have a Gmail account that's also connected to the application, teamflexblue @gmail.com. And so they'll get a lot of communication from us before the gathering to say, here's where at least your first day assignment is. Here's some ideas. Here's some things you need to know to serve at the gathering. And then when they get on site, they truly get trained right there on site at the place they go to. So if they're working on the recreation floor, they'll be told what to do right when they get there. They'll be told by either the planner or an ambassador or one of our YAV squad leaders or captains. And so it's really hands-on training, and that the Team Flex jobs are designed to be that way, so that there's not a lot of pre-training and a lot of pre-thoughts to the thing. It's really kind of the hands-on mm-hmm. experiences, how you get trained and things like that. Any other thought? Did I say that all correctly, Danny? I think so.
Sounds great. Rigidly flexible and on-the-spot training.
That's right.
Very good. You can learn more at lcmsgathering.com/volunteer. Our guest today, Leslie Sullivan, Team Flex Manager. Leslie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Danny Swofford, a member of Team Flex Leadership for the LCMS Youth Gathering. Danny, thanks so much for being our guest.
Andy and Sarah, thank you all for having us. We really appreciate your work.
It was a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing you in New Orleans this summer. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.